You're listening to SBS News.
Business analyst Jason Lund and his family moved to Sydney's northern beaches from the English city of Sheffield in 2013 on a 457 skilled visa after he landed a contract with the New South Wales government. When he and his wife Anita, a corporate trainer, applied to stay on a 186 employer-sponsored visa 5 years later, they felt they had a good case to make Australia their new home. One of their three children, Kieran, has Down syndrome. Anita Lund describing her son as a happy, music-loving 16-year-old.
He's a big fan of Freddie Mercury and Michael Jackson. He loves, very, very socially likes to be around people. And he's always been like that growing up as well. He's had lots of friends and he's very popular. Quite mischievous. He's got quite a mischievous personality. Likes to make people laugh, and he's the best dancer on the dance floor.
But when it came to the family's application to stay here, his future healthcare needs were valued at a cost of more than $2 million to the taxpayer, and that made the Lunds ineligible to remain in Australia. Jason Lund says the family had recognised Kieran's requirements would be considered when it first arrived in Australia, but didn't expect it would be an ongoing issue.
Once we found out that we'd been rejected, we were absolutely devastated. It was quite difficult to take on board. We didn't really understand the implications of that. We were scared because we'd made a lot of investment, our home in Australia, and my career in Australia, and Anita's business in Australia. And we thought we were just going to have to leave the country immediately on the back of that.
They were subsequently told they had 35 days to return to England. An application for a health waiver was refused, and the Lunds have now taken the fight to the Administrative Appeals Tribunal. They're still waiting for a hearing date and have requested a new medical opinion on Kieran. The family's migration agent and lawyer Alexandra Ratowich says the Lunds have fallen victim to a clause in the Migration Act, known as Public Interest Criterion 4007.
It's basically designed to protect, if you will, the Australian community from any dangers to public health or any prejudice to access. So if an individual or a child is assessed as being a heavy cost or their condition will likely burden the system, basically the entire family fails. So it's a one-fail-all-fail policy.
At the time of Kieran's initial assessment, the health requirement was based on a lifetime healthcare cost. But changes brought in last year mean it will be assessed over a 10-year period, with the maximum cost threshold increased from $40,000 to $49,000. Natalie Wade, a disability advocate and vice president of Australian Lawyers for Human Rights, says it is dangerous to have such a public debate about how much a person costs.
I think it's unfortunate if those stories are reported to be that people with disabilities create burden. There's a real risk that the law invites that conversation, that people with disabilities cost more to the public purse and to the government, and that their right to access services and healthcare is not something that Australians would be prepared to pay for.
But the federal government has defended the policy. A Home Affairs Department spokesperson told SBS News the health requirement doesn't discriminate against applicants who have a health condition, disability or illness, or a combination, with all applicants being treated in an equal and fair manner. The spokesperson says while a ministerial intervention can be requested, the minister cannot be compelled to exercise his powers. Australian Lawyers for Human Rights have joined Down Syndrome Australia in launching the Welcoming Disability Campaign for Change. Down Syndrome Australia Chief Executive Dr. Ellen Squadgen says the health requirements of the immigration system are giving Australia a bad name internationally.
It's really quite sad. I mean, we hear from so many families overseas who are thinking about coming to Australia, and they've heard from the media that Australia is not a place that welcomes people with Down syndrome from other countries. You know, Australia is leading the way in so many ways in terms of disability. We have, you know, the NDIS, but to be known internationally as a country that is turning people away just based on the fact that someone has Down syndrome is really disappointing.
The Lund family is speaking out for the first time, and its story will feature in the upcoming SBS documentary series, Who Gets to Stay in Australia, which follows the lives of 13 migrants and their families who want to settle in the country. More than 25,000 applications for permanent residency are refused each year, but it's not clear how many of them are on health grounds. But other families have faced similar challenges to the Lunds. Back in 2008, while answering a call to help fill medic shortages in regional Victoria, German doctor Bernhard Moller was told he couldn't stay permanently because his 13-year-old son had Down syndrome. And this year, a Geelong couple from Bangladesh was preparing to leave Australia because of their son's minor hand disability. After both cases received media attention and community support, ministerial interventions granted them last-minute reprieves. For information on your language about settlement in Australia, visit sbs.com.au/settlement guide. Gareth Borum, SBS News.